I guess wishful misgivings is mainly a reaction to the sort of national tension, I think, that we're all feeling, well, worldwide, but, you know, mainly in this country, the way we're, the intensity of everything, the blessings that we have of living in a country like this, but also the misgivings that come along with that. So it's sort of, you know, bringing in the bittersweet realities of this situation. And probably it has to do a lot with the sort of media influence that we're inundated with every day, you know. So we're hit with all of these, you know, horrible stories, you know, of disasters and, you know, politics, you know, the spewing of lies and just hatred and negativity that's coming out from this end. But we resort back to our bubble, to our social media bubble that presents everything that's very, very pleasant, that makes us happy, that makes us feel good. So it's sort of the harsh reality of everything laced with the kind of fantasy escapism that I think we all kind of attempt to do, maybe.
You went to Disney World a lot as a child. I'd love to hear more about describe what it was like growing up with I think you said Clark Griswold. Your dad was like Clark Griswold.
Those trips, yeah. Every summer to Disney World, we'd load up the camper van and drive down. You know, spend 10 days, and it was very Clark Griswold, you know, fashion. But we started, I guess I was like 2 years old, and we would make that trip every year. And that plays a huge, huge role in an influence on a kid at that age. You know, you're the lines of reality and fantasy are already blurred at that age, you know, and you throw a kid into that sort of immersive environment. And those rides, you know, were just such an eye-opening, you know, not just the animation and the films, being able to visit those places, be surrounded in this sort of artificial created environment that Disney did, you know, used to do so well. That was, you know, a giant, giant influence on me. And I think that's probably starting to feed back into the work. Because I love the old animation. I mean, some of the, you know, the first top five Disney films that they did. I mean, I can watch those over and over and just be enthralled by the artwork, the hand work that went into those films. So yeah, it's just a deep-rooted love, I think, that I have for that. And, you know, and then the stuff that you experience later on in life, you know, where you're influenced with comic books and, you know, me for skateboard culture and movies and all of this stuff before even jumping into the world of fine arts, you know, that started to change my perspective on all of that too. So yeah, it's really throwing everything into the pot right now and see what happens, you know.
This is a solo exhibit at Phoenix, and our gallery scene is really just kind of beginning to happen here in Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And maybe you talked to me before about like the farmers market and how popular it is and how everyone gives the farmers market and supports it. Maybe let's talk about that idea about supporting galleries and supporting artists.
Yeah. And that's the thing I would like to see, because, you know, everyone, you can't take for granted that Crystal Bridges is here, and it's great, and we all have access to it. You know, I remember when it wasn't, and we didn't have that, you know, the benefit. But it can't stop with that, you know, and it can't rely just on the Waltons buying artwork from local artists. It needs that local support. And it's not just the support of buyers, you know, like when I mentioned the farmer's market, you know, a lot of people go to the farmer's market and then a lot of people buy, but a lot of people go and just hang out because it's a fun place to hang out and socialize and whatever else. We need that in the art scene here. And I think this is kind of nationwide, that these attendance at art shows is kind of dropping, dwindling and things for different reasons in different places. But for here, I think it's ripe, and it has all the reasons to drive people to want to come out. I mean, that's the worst thing, I think, for an artist is just to have, selling works great, but to not have people show up at the exhibition is just sort of, well, why, you know, you need that support to really keep your artists going. And, you know, through that, by this building momentum, however that happens, you know, you start to bring national attention and these start to bring eyes from other places. And we need dealers, you know, and people like this in the art world paying attention and coming to look at what's going on here. And that can't happen unless we really start to get this dynamic kind of energy fueling. And it takes the public interest to be a part of that. So just come out, show up, hang out, be seen. You know, there's a lot of interesting people, a lot of fun people to hang out with. So get out of your bubble and come hang.
Thanks so much, and yeah. Congratulations on the new show up at Phoenix Gallery.
Oh, thank you very much.